I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a new exhibit on boarding schools opens in Anchorage, and a new program in North Dakota aims to boost tribal tourism. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A new exhibit on Native boarding schools has opened in Anchorage at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. As KNBA's Rhonda McBride reports, it reveals new research into how churches and the federal government teamed up to operate schools in Alaska. Quantic Broadcast Corporation, which owns National Native News and KNBA, co-hosted the boarding school summit at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. A new grant program in North Dakota aims to help tribes promote tourism. A bill recently signed by the state's governor sets aside $100,000 for North Dakota's five tribal nations for tourism-related projects. Kiara Fox of the MHA Nation Tourism Department says her team can use it to improve signage and other needs while promoting their history in a culturally appropriate way. She says MHA Nation is off the beaten path, so more visibility with signs might convince drivers to take a detour and check out sites, including a local museum and the Crow Fly Scenic Overlook. The bill sailed through the legislature with minor opposition. However, the final sum is lower than the proposed $500,000. Bill sponsors say the initiative benefits regional economies with promotion from tribal and non-tribal areas working hand in hand. As for indigenous communities, Fox says having more tourists spend money locally expands their revenue base. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.